Says Daf Lamed Zayin. So we got to the last five lines of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. Amar Yishmael, Bamed Varamurim Besade Lavan. He's talking about the Mishnah. When do you need 3 years, or maybe even the 14 months rather? It's only when you're talking about Sade Lavan, where it's a wheat or grain type of field that looks like white when you look across it. When it comes to Sade Ilano, say, field of trees, so then as long as you do three different actions, you collect the grain, you collect the olives, you collect the grapes from different parts, so those three actions are going to be a good chazaka. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yishmael. And that could all be accomplished in 1 year, and you could create a chazaka that way. So Gemara quotes Amar Abaye. Abaye says, midi Rabbi Yishmael, from the statement of Rabbi Yishmael, Nishmal Rabbanon, we could extract from Rabbi Yishmael to understand the opinion of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanan would say the same halacha, but that would be over the span of 3 years. So if you have a Sadeh Ilanos spanned over 3 years, he would agree. While Rabbi Shmuel is able to condense that in 1 year of taking from olives, grapes, and grains, Rabbanan allow you to spread that over 3 years. So the Gemara explains as follows. Hayulo Shloshim Ilanos Mimata. He has 30 trees in a mata, which is a sarah lebesa, which ends up being the ratio of 10 trees for besa. That's considered a normal ratio of trees per acres or per square footage. That's considered normal. So let's say the first year, achel asara b'shanazu. First year he eats from the 10 trees. The asara b'shanazu, and the next year he eats another 10 trees. Then the asara b'shanazu, and then he eats the last 3 years, the final 10. So he eats a total of 30 trees. That's going to create a harezu chazaka. That will be a chazak. Now, before you turn the page, just quickly, Tosfos writes in Dir Maschel Hayulo, this is a much higher up in Tosfos, he says his ratio of 30 trees per besa, per mata, is only when they're average sized trees. But at the end, he says if you're talking about bigger trees, then you can have even three trees over the span of the acres. All depends, of course, but this is just they talk about an average sized tree, 30 trees per mata. So you 10 trees the first year, 10 the next year, and 10 the final year, that establishes a chazaka. So the Gemara explains what's the reason for this. The top of Lamed Zayin, Lav Miyamar Rabbi Shmuel. Does Rabbi Shmuel not say Chad Pira Havi Chazaka Lekule Pira in 1 year? So Rabbi Shmuel held that if you're eating fruit, grapes, it's going to work as a chazaka for the entire field, even though that corner is going to have wheat and that corner is going to have olives, but one area works for the other parts of the field. Chad Pira Havi Chazaka Lekule Pira. So Hachanami here as well. Honey Havi Chazaka Lahani. So even though I'm eating on one corner, trees here, that will be a chazaka for the entire field. And then the next year, when I move to the other corner, that will work for the entire field. And then the final corner is my third year, and that will cover all my ground and create a chazaka for Rabbanan over the span of 3 years. Now there's a machlok as we've shown him. The Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Shmuel with regards to different types of minim or only one min. Rabbi Shmuel says you could have grapes 1 year, one time eating grapes, and then grains, and then olives. Rabbanan, will they allow 1 year to eat grapes, 1 year to eat grains, or no, it has to be of the same min? So that's a machlokas that you find in the Rishonim. But either way, you see that Rabbanan allowed this concept to be expanded over the course of 3 years, and it will establish a chazaka, even though you're not eating it miyom liyom. So the Gemara says, another qualification of this working for the Rabbanan is three lines down, v'hani mili, this is only true, heicha delo apike, only if the other 20 trees are not producing fruit. So the first year I'm eating 10 fruit, and the other 20 trees haven't produced anything. But aval, if it's a case that apike, that all 30 trees are producing fruit, v'lo achal, and I don't eat it, so the lo havi chazaka, that won't be considered a chazaka, because the owner says, he's eating 10 of my trees. The other 20 he's not touching, and there's plenty to touch, so I'm not going to make a big deal. I'm not going to be moche. So we know whenever the owner is not ready to be moche, that means cannot create a chazaka for the machzik. So this only works, this particular case works, only if the other 20 trees are not producing any more fruit. And then there's a second qualification. This also only works, says the Gemara, Hani Mile Avahu Deba'ize Bazuze, if it's dispersed throughout. So look at Rashbam, the last narrow line. He explains, Hu Debazi Bizuye, Lashin Bizia, Klomer, Hani Mile Dehavi Chazaka, Kishachal Asar Bechalshana Hainu Aide Pizer. The word Bazaya means to be dispersed. Shachal Shlosha Bechal Beisa. You're eating three trees each year, each set of 10 trees. Each year is a different corner of the besa. It's dispersed throughout evenly. Not necessarily evenly, but dispersed. But if you ate achel asar ilanos biyachad, Bebesa. Let's say you're eating 10 trees all in one section only. And then another section, a different year, Ubishana Shnia, Kamokin Bebesa Sheni, and then Chaina Shlishis, Eino, that's not a Chazaka. The whole Besa Chashiv Sada He'ilan Bifnei Atzma. Even though there might be one owner, if I'm eating just one corner, 10 trees in this one corner, that only creates a Chazaka in that one corner. But when I only one year here, I move to the other corner, they don't have any connection to each other because you could draw lines around each Besa. This works only if I eat 10 trees that are dispersed throughout, one here, one there, one there, one there, one there, the first year. And the next year, 10 other trees that are dispersed in a similar way. Only in that case does this work very Chazaka according to the Rabbanim. Okay. Gemara now says, Zehichzik bilanos, Zehichzik bekarka. So Rashbam explains the case is, let's say Andy sells a property to me and to Harry. So he sells me the trees and he sells Harry the land. So what's the halacha? So Amar Rav Zvid Zekani Ilanos Zekani Karka. I own the trees and Harry gets the property. That's fine. So we have to understand the case here. So there's a machlokas Rishonim, what type of kinyan is Harry making on the karka? So according to the Rashbam, it's referring to kinyan chazaka, not cheskas gimel shanim that we've been talking about up until now. But he made a kinyan chazaka, which we'll learn later on in the Mishnah in the Masechta, that it's kone, that karka is kone bekesef shtar or chazaka. If he, let's say, fix the lock or he makes a little ditch or he does something to the property, he's kone. It's a kinyan chazaka. It's immediate kinyan. That's his kinyan. So that's the kinyan we're talking about here. So he's kone the karka. I'm kone the trees. Now Tosis and other Rishonim argue in the Rashbam, saying no. Why are we talking about kinyan chazak here? We haven't even mentioned it. We haven't introduced that concept. The whole parak is about cheskas gimel shanim. That what Harry is being kone is, he's been here for 3 years and referring to cheskas gimel shanim. So that's a big debate what the case is here. But either way, I get the trees and he gets the property. So what's the relevance of me getting the trees and him getting the property? So what's the halacha? Can he kick me out of his property? I don't own any land. He could say, get your tree and get out of here.
Okay, I'll bring your tree.
Yeah, so I have no land here. I have no shaychas to this property here. So what's the halacha? So Gemara, it's a maskler Rapapa. Rapapa says, how could you say I get trees only and he gets all the land? Im kain, ein lo lebal ilanos bekarka klum. I have no property. And Harry could say to me, lema le bal karka, the owner of the land, that's Harry. He could say lebal ilanos to me, who owns a tree, akra ilancha, take your trees, v'shalka v'zil, get out of here, my property. You have no land here. So how could Rav Zvid say when a guy bought a, if I bought the trees, he bought the property, how would I buy a tree without any land? That makes my possession obviously very vulnerable. So there's another machlokas here about what does it mean when he could kick me out of the property, tell me to get my trees and get out of here. So Rashbam says it's only once the trees dry, so then he could kick me out. So long as the trees are still working and being yonik from the karka, even though I don't own any land, he's not allowed to kick me out. Once they dry, that dries out, I can't replant another tree in that property because I don't own the land. The tree is mine and the connection is all mine. But once it dries out, then he can tell me to get out of here. That's according to the Rashbam.
But then it wouldn't be a kasha. Then you actually start letting it's a dead tree.
Yeah, but the concern is, I'm going to say, Harry bought the land forever. It's his. I only bought the tree for the next 5 years, the next 10 years. I also bought Leolam. So why is it fair to me that I'm...
He sent an object. He didn't sell him the rights to keep on...
The cow died.
Yeah, but a cow is metalton. Elon is not a metalton. No, it's mechubar lekarka.
Didn't sell in the rights to plant trees every time.
Right. So the tree is, even though you're right, he doesn't have any land, it's still viewed as he expected it to be a kinyan liolam, and it is mechubar lekarka, and it is considered karka. I hear. So either way, Tosas understanding is, no, he could tell me right now, take your tree and go. No, don't wait for it to dry. What's your tree doing on my land? Get out of here.
That's what it would seem.
So that's what Tosas writes. Right. So, but Rashbam doesn't like that way. He says only once it dries because he thinks it has to do, I think, with the nature of Elon being a mechubar lekarka or not. Tosas says what you're saying. It's like a cow. It happens to be attached to the ground, but it's a cow. So take your cow and leave. Take your tree and leave. Rashbam thinks that an elan that's connected to the karka is considered karka. It's a karka that's above ground, but this is my karka, and therefore you can't kick me out. Once it dries and it dies, and I've got nothing left to speak of, then you kick me out of here. So Rapapa wasn't comfortable with Rav Zvid saying that I have the tree and you have the land. So therefore, Rapapa says differently. Elam Rav Papa, if it's a case where I buy the trees and he buys the karka, zeh kana ilanos v'chatzi karka, v'zeh kani chatzi karka. When I buy a tree in half the property. Now the Rashbam says it doesn't really mean half the property. It means the property that the tree is on, which would allow me to regrow another tree if my tree dies. And when you buy your property, you get the rest of the property. That's what the case is. So they're trying to understand. Now, obviously, the shtar say explicitly that I have the trees and nothing else. Well, we follow the shtar. It's a case where I bought trees, you bought land. How do we figure out what the understanding of the mechir was? So Rav Papa says that when I bought the tree, mistam, I bought the land that's below the tree. Not necessarily around it, but at least below the tree, whereby if it dries out, I could plant a new tree in its place. So there's a fascinating discussion based on this Gemara, the following situation. The Or Sameach has a shaila. Let's say a person made a deal. At the beginning of the year, he bought the rights for every single aliyah of the last aliyah of every sefer, of Breishis, Chazak. He wanted to buy the aliyah of Chazak. So for Breishis, Shmos, everyone he gets. And another guy buys an aliyah, he wants always the second to last aliyah, the Shishi. He wants the second to last aliyah, he bought it. So if it turns out, let's say that Parshas Pekudei is Parsha Shkalim. So the Chazak ends up being the Shishi, and so who gets rights to it? Because Shvi, we end up reading the whole calculation here. For the Maftir of everything, we read Parsha Shkalim, and it had to be Rosh Chodesh also. Rosh Chodesh, Shkalim, and Chazak. So Shishi ends up being Chazak, right. Shvi ends up being Rosh Chodesh, and Maftir ends up being Shkalim. So the guy wants Shishi because he gets the Aliyah of Chazak. But the other guy says, I have the rights to every Shishi. So who gets the Aliyah in this case? And this is apparently was a Halach L'mais. It's Or Sameach and Hilchos Tfila. So he says that based on the sugya, when the guy buys a tree, he buys more than just the tree. He buys the karka as well. He gets more than that. So if you give the guy who gets the Shishi Chazak, so the guy who got Chazak gets nothing. He has no other rights. His only right is Chazak. But the guy who bought the second to last aliyah, so if he doesn't get the second to last aliyah, he'll get the third to last aliyah. You could always move him around. That goes, so that's what he's asking. Based on his sugya here, that's how you give out the aliyah, which is an amazing connection.
Someone probably bought that aliyah also.
Right. What?
Someone probably bought the third to last aliyah also.
Whatever, yeah. But this was a particular case. Or a similar case he has, let's say you have a guy who says, I always, I'm the Baal Tokei of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The other guy's the Baal Tokei on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And it's a year where Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so there's only one day. Which is a Sunday, day two. Who gets it? Is the guy who blows the first time every year? It's the first time. Or is the guy who blows the second day? These are similar questions they bring that they all connect to this the sugya here. Or the baking matzahs they speak about. The guy who always had the rights to bake matzahs the day after Purim. But this year, the day after Purim was Shabbos. That gets pushed off another day later on. So who has the rights to bake matzah that day after Purim? Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says the last four lines here of the Amun.
Yeah. So
they're saying that when I buy a tree, I don't only buy a tree, I buy the tree and the land, a little bit more than that.
Meaning so, just because it's a little more than what you get.
Yeah. Okay. So if I buy the second to last aliyah, I also have rights to the third to last aliyah if you need to push me around a little bit. That's how they connect. It seems like a very weak connection.
It's just hard to believe that there's no other case more similar. It's not that it's so weak.
I didn't see it actually inside. I'm just seeing it to summarize here, so I don't. It could be it's a clearer connection than what I'm reading here.
The connection I would see is that if the person who bought Chazak, just like we're saying, the person who bought the tree, they have whatever they need in order to sustain that tree. Right. They need something more expensive than just the word Chazak. Same thing here. Just like you got the ground beyond it, he gets whatever.
It's saying the opposite though. The guy who has Chazak is limited to only Chazak. Everything that's not, it's not Chazak. It's not this Shishi is not Chazak anymore.
What he's saying is that he gets everything necessary for him to be able to get Chazak every time.
Right. But they're saying all the way around that the guy who got the second to last aliyah, he also has rights to the third to last. He wants close to the end.
That's
the second or third or fourth last.
In that case, he can get Shvi because the guy who got Chazak gets.
Right.
Shri is free.
Right, it's true. Right. Give him Shri.
You
get the last one, so.
You can get the last one.
Either. Okay, fine. Yeah. Fine. Gemara now says last four lines of the Amud here. Pshita, it's obvious of a case if Machar Kark, if I sell my land, the Shire Ilanos, but I hold back the trees for myself now. So it's Pashit, Lefanov, I leave the trees for myself, Yeshlo Kark. I certainly get land. When I'm leaving for myself, I need land to get to my tree. That's a pasha din. When I'm selling you all the land and I keep trees for myself, I get the land around the tree as well. So how do you know this? The afilu Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva, we're going to see later on in the Masechta, Damar, he holds that in general, mocher bain yafa mocher. If I sell a property to you, I sell with all the benefits. You have everything. You get. I leave nothing for myself. So in general, Rabbi Akiva holds that the lokech always has the upper hand. So even in this case, the Rabbi Akiva thinks the mocher does leave some back for him. He does leave some property for himself when it comes to trees. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva only holds a honey mili when he holds mocher bain yafa mocher. That's only honey mile gave bor vados delo michshe ba'ara. So let's say I sell your property, but I want to hold on to the pits and the wells. So I don't need to leave any ground around that property because I know you're not going to mind. Because my well being there, you could grow grass and grow vegetables all around my pit. My well won't affect your growing, and you're not going to make me get out of there. So you're fine with that. So I'm selling mocha yafe. You could keep everything. I just have the access to the pits. So that's where mocher bain yafa. But if I'm selling your property and holding on to trees, but ilanos, and now I'm concerned that the trees are going to weaken your land, and you're going to want to kick me out of here. So then I was smart, says Rabbi Akiva, shiura shaya, I left some property for myself as well, so you can't boot me out of here. Because the low shire, if I don't leave property for myself with regards to my trees here, lay malay akar, ilana vazir, you're going to kick me out of the property because trees will affect your growing as opposed to the wells that are there won't affect your growing. So when it comes to selling wells, I'm mocher bain yafa mocher. I sell with all the benefits to you because you're not going to be bothered by my pit staying here. But with my trees, you're going to be bothered by my trees here, so I need to get some buffer here on the land to make sure that you don't kick me out of here. And even Hilgri, in this case, I do leave some of the land back for myself as the mocher of the karka. Okay. So then the Gemara says, what if it's another case where now I'm mocher ilanos v'shayar karka? Now let's say I sell you the trees, the opposite case, I sell you the trees only, but shayar karka lefana, but I leave the rest of the property for myself. So when I sell you trees, do I give you also some land with that tree, or do I not give you some land with that tree? So this is a pluk of the Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan that we'll see later on in the Masechta. The Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Mocher Bain Yafe, Mocher Islay. Rabbi Kiva thinks that Mocher always sells, very nice guy, you get everything. So when I sell you the trees, I'm also selling you the property below the trees, which means if your tree dries out, you could regrow a tree. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. But according to the Rabbanan, Leslie, they hold no. A mocher is ba'ayin ra yofa, ya mocher. He sells with a very stingy eye. I don't sell you the property. When I sell you a tree, it's only the tree. Once it dries out, you're done. The land below is mine. So that's a machlokas. When I sell you trees, do you also get the property below? It is talay on Rabbi Akiva versus Rabbanan. So the Gemara clarifies a little bit further. The Rabbi Akiva islay, who holds that you do get the property below. When you buy the trees from me, you even get the karka below that tree. Afilu l'Rav Zvid. He says, even within the world of Rav Zvid, on Amud Aleph, where Rav Zvid was talking about a machlokas of two people, one guy that bought the karka, one guy bought the tree. So Harry and I were competing what we bought from this individual. That's a different case than when a mocher and lokech, the two people are the buyer and the seller, is different when there are two buyers here. This case is a buyer-seller. So Rabbi Kiva says there's a difference. That afilu l'Rav Zvid, damar ein lo, where if I buy the trees and Harry buys the karka, if Zvid holds I don't get the karka below, he'll agree that's honey mile gavishne lakuchos. That's when there are two buyers who are competing with each other. Damerlei, he says, kihecha dilididi lesle bilanos. Just like Harry says, I have no trees, so too, lididcha, according to you, which is me in this case, nami lesle bekarka. They're two mutually exclusive deals. Harry has only land, I only have trees, and that's why Rav Zvid says, if my tree dries out, I cannot replant something on this property. That's only when, again, there's a competition between two buyers. Aval, when it comes to a case like Hacha, where it's a mocher and lokeach, Rabbi Kiva has this klal that the mocher b'ayin yafa mocher, he always sells with a very nice, generous way, in which case that the bali lanos does get the karka that's below the trees. Okay. Now, then Rabbanan, who argue, Rabbanan say lesle, when you sell your mocher b'ayin ra mocher, you sell very stingy eye. So he holds v'afilu rapapa now. Even the rapapa on Amun Aleph was more makel. Rapapa says that when I buy the trees, I get the karka below. That's when there are two people buying it. But in this case, he says it's the complete opposite. Let's understand. V'afilu rapapa damar in Amun Aleph, he held yeshlo, that when I buy the trees, I get the karka below. Honey mile gave shnei lekuchos. That's only when there are two buyers. The Amalei, I say to Harry, Kiheicha diladidach, Zavin b'ayin yafe, just like you bought the property with ayin yafe, meaning you bought the property forever, liolam, so ladidinami zavin b'ayin yafe, I bought also b'ayin yafe, and liolam, I have the access to the tree, and the property below that, that's mine liolam. So I have the karka below that. But that's only when both of you were sold, we were both sold equally from the same mocher. Aval, when it comes one directional here, aval hacha, mocher b'ayin ra mocher, but if it's a mocher to lokeach, so then we say ayin ra, that he's very stingy, and he doesn't sell the land below the ilanos.
Is the case because once he gets rid of all the karka, it doesn't make a difference, it's ayin ra, because anyways he's left with nothing, or is it because, meaning the real logic would be, listen, this guy, a mocher b'ayin ra ya mocher, but in this case, anyways, he's going to lose the karka either to the guy who bought the karka or the guy who bought the ilana. So in that case,
I mean, the Aleph case, if Papa is
no, this one.
No, but he's not losing the case. In the case presented here,
no, I'm the case here, he's keeping the karka.
Right.
So that's in that case, you can say, okay, he doesn't get it.
Right.
So that's why even Rapapa would agree. But in the other case, he's losing anything anyway. So he might as well. It's not a matter of ayin ra and ayin yafe. It's just a matter that what's fair already or no.
But right, so you're saying that, again, the case where he sold to both Harry and I, that case.
Right.
He's nothing left, he's out of the case.
So it's relevant, Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra, because it's left with nothing.
I hear that. The Gemara does call it Mocher Ayin Yafa in that case. But
right.
It's not,
oh,
but it's I guess not the fact that the guy's left with zero. So this guy has it, but he's left with zero no matter what.
I guess the fact that he sold everything shows that he's Mocher Ayin
Yafa
in that case, and then therefore. He sold equally to both of us. We both have rights, eternal rights to what we bought. Him to the land and me to the tree. Okay. Gemara now says, Amri bin Hardai, they would say, Ochlan ritzufin ein lo chazaka. So let's say in Hardai they said if a person eats, if there are trees that are consecutive, lined up, that's not considered a chazaka. So why not? So look at the Rashbam writes. This Rashbam is found around five wide lines down. It says, Achlin Ritzufin, Lani Shloshim Ilanos. We're talking about that same case of 30 trees that are dispersed throughout the one property. Kigon Shinatun Tesvav Bebesav. But this time, 15 of the trees, or more, is really condensed together in one area. Ein Chazaka, because we said before, on a large area, you only have 10 trees per Besa. Now we're more condensed, it's 15 in one Besa. So Rashbam explains, in this case it doesn't work, a Chazaka. Vafilu achlan kulan kol shaloshanim. Even if you eat them all in 3 years, de lo achzik kidemachzik inshe. This is not the way normal people make Chazaka. De ein ruin lakayim el al akor v'lisharish. If you try to bundle up trees like that, they won't last forever. They start bending and the roots start ruining each other. So therefore, it's not there eternally. It's going to be, eventually it has to be uprooted. So that's not considered a chazaka. And eating of ritzuf and eating a bundle of trees together is not considered a chazaka. So maskiv la Rava. Rava asks the following question. El miyat, if that's the case. Hai mishra da'asaf sata is not going to be b'may kanile. How will you be koning this? So what exactly is this referring to? So Rashbam explains that an asfasta is something that's netuyim mechubarim. It's a type of growth that grows together, bundled up. So if you hold that ritzufim in general, cannot create a chazaka, so you cannot create a chazaka on such trees and bushes that grow in bundles. That doesn't make any sense. So look at the next Rashbam, the fascinating Rashbam now. Rashbam says, Hai mishra aruga de asfasta b'may kanile. Harei roots ritufa. It's meant to be planted, grown together. V'afa filahachi armin b'reish pirkun havi chazaka. And we learned earlier that you can create a chazaka on aspasta. So, but how are you able to do it? If it's bundled together, you have to have it dispersed. That's the kasha that Rava asks on Nahar Daya. So this is very uncharacteristic of any Rishon, what the Rashbam is about to say. But he says, Miu lava taktap to mal yase. It's not really a good question. Dehai orche, hai lava orche. It's a very simple answer. Trees are not meant to be clustered together, and aspasta is meant to be clustered together. So that is k'demachse inche. And hai machshis ba'arav tvei, v'hai lo machshis tvei. Trees, if they're bundled together, if they're in clusters, they're going to weaken the land. Aspasta is not going to weaken the land. That's how it's supposed to be. So, of course, trees won't be a chazaka b'ritzufin, but aspasta is a good chazaka. So how come the Gemara doesn't answer this way? El Rava hu deles lehai svara hu b'milsa ba'alma hu demoki le nahar dai. Apparently, Rava didn't think of the svara. I don't know what he means by this. Rava didn't hold to the svara. He didn't think of the svara. But it was such an obvious answer, and he's just trying to address that question. I don't know why Rava doesn't answer this way. But Rava therefore tweaks it and says differently. El Amar Rava, Rava says, Machrin Ritzufin Ein Lo Karka. We're not talking about Chazaka here at all. We're talking about selling a property. If you sell a property that's Ritzufin, you don't get Karka along with this. You just get the trees. If I sell you three trees that are right next to each other, you only get those trees. Once they dried out, you're done. You have nothing left over. So just look at Rashbam here. Rashbam writes, this is around 10 lines up from the bottom. It says, Machrin Ritzufin Ein Lo Karka. You have more than 10 trees in an area of Besa. You have 11, 12, 13. They're considered a forest now. There's a general klal I don't want to get involved in. We'll see later on in the Masechta. If you buy three trees in general, Rashbam made reference to this earlier. When you buy three trees, you do get karka in between. That's a klal we hold of. In this case, says Rashbam, you don't get this because when they're so clustered together, that's not called a tree. That's not called a field of trees. In 2 years, they're going to be...
They cannot survive.
They cannot survive the way they're fighting for the same nourishment. The roots are going to knock each other over.
Right.
So that's not called a sada. You don't get such a property. So if you buy Ritzufim, you don't get karka. So the Gemara asks a question, really makes a statement here. Comes along, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Kitanai. It's really machlokas tanaim. This chiddush Rava is really machlokas tanaim. What's the machlokas? Kerem she'unatua apachos me'arba amos. If you have a vineyard that's planted on an area less than 4 amos, Rabbi Shimon Omer eino kerem. That's not called a kerem. So what's the case here? So did we see this quote before? No, Erevin was a long time. We did not learn Erevin together. It could be in your day. Mishnayos Yomi and Kilayim also. Maybe you've seen it. Okay. Fine. So if you look at the Rashbam, he explains here. Apachos midal amos. If you build a plant a kerem less than 4 amos, she'ein bein shura l'shura, each line elagim amos eino kerem. If there's not 4 amos of separation between each line of grapes, that's not called a kerem. Va'mevi zera l'sham. If you bring zera, if you bring wheat, you start planting wheat in this kerem. Eino loke mishim lo sitzah karmicha klaim. There is no. It's a klaim umutarim ba'achila. That's not called a kerem. A kerem is only called a kerem if it has 4 amos of separation between each shura. This is not a kerem. It's clustered together, and there's no iser klaim at all. That's according to Rabbi Shimon. But Chachamim Omrim, let's finish line. Chachamim Omrim, harezu kerem, that is considered a kerem. Veron esam tsayim kilu enam. Those vineyards, those grape lines, which are extra, viewed as land. Even though we see that viewed as land, now you'd kind of crush it in your mind. And then between the next lines of grapes, you will have the distance of 4 amos and probably have the distance of 6 amos, and that will create a kerem. So it's machlok is about such a clustered kerem. Will that be, can you view the middle as being separate or not? So how does this explain the opinion of Rava? So look what Rashbam says. Rashbam says, Ha'im Tzoyim, last three narrow, medium, wide lines down. Ha'im Tzoyim, if you view the middle row, Shura, Bein Shtei Shuros, the one that's between two outer rows, view it Keilu, Eino, as if it's not there. Bavaluhu Sheish Amos, now the distance, there's only 6 Amos, Bein Shura L'Shura, Ule'el Nami Gavi Machron Tufrin L'Rabbanan, so too, row and Esem Mitzayin, Kilo Einam. So if you buy a cluster of trees, 11 trees in Beisa, view that 11th tree as if it's nothing, and there you have 10 trees, and you've accomplished your, you can Kona the Karka below that as well. So the Rabbanan hold that even though things are clustered, you could view the superfluous land or superfluous trees as nothing and crush them, but according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to view everything as is. Clusters are clusters, and you can't make a kinyan on Ritzufin, on clusters. Okay, we will stop here.